You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are tuned into New Beginnings in Christ Ministries, where the pastor is Ralph Williams. And now here we
go. And to whom swear he that they should not enter in his rest, but to them, he said, that believed not. And again, we need to understand that. We need to know that. I would ask that you mark your page there and go with me to the book of Matthew. Thank you. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. Some verses that we have seen before coming through other books, and we're going to see it again today. Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to begin our reading at verse 13. Thank you, Lord. That should be page 8, I believe, 34. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. And Jesus, who's teaching here, is showing us the path to righteousness, and that path is only through him. He goes on, verse 13, if you're with me, say amen. He says, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And so we see that that opening is very large, and we see that, that the way is real easy to get in. He says, and many there be which go in thereat. In other words, this opening, this large opening, is so big because there are a whole lot of folk that are going there. And he says there are many, and I dare say it's going to be more than I go into the narrow opening. And listen, there are those that think they know the Lord and they really don't. There are those that don't care nothing about the Lord and they really don't. And this opening is wide enough for them all. He goes on in verse 14 as he continues to teach. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And look, what we know is that there's only one way to get to God, and that's through Christ. And folk will say, well, that's awful narrow, that's awful straight. And look, there's got to be another way. And folk go through their whole life thinking there's another way, looking for a loophole. And why they would not just bow a knee to Christ is because their hearts are not right. But for we who know him, we go through the narrow way, the straight gate, and we're blessed of God for eternity. And all these other folk, by the way, the majority is not always right, even though they think they are. And they'll have a lifetime. In fact, they'll have an eternal lifetime to stand or sit or run or cry in hell as they dispute who was right. But in reality, they will know who is right, because the Bible said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. But the problem is, if you're in hell, you'll know it. You might even confess it, but it ain't getting you out. You're going to be there forever and ever and ever, because they did not make that choice while they were alive and well here on this earth. He says in verse 14, because straight is the gate. And by the way, this is Christ speaking. And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He goes on, he says in verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. In other words, they look like they might be somebody. They look like they might know Christ. They'll tell you they know Christ. But man, if you pull that coat back just a bit, that wool is a little raggedy. It's a little ruffled, because underneath, man, there's some skin that is not wool, but it's right straight from the pits of hell, a ravening wolf. It says, ye shall know them by their fruits. And I love the analogy. He said, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? And of course, no is the answer on all accounts. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And man, that verse is so simple. A child can understand it, and it's so simple, it's actually deep. He goes on, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. every tree that bringeth forth, it says, not good fruit, is hewn down, in other words, chopped down, and cast into the fire. And yes, in the natural, that's true, but also in the supernatural, if you ain't right, you're getting cast into the fire as well. He says in verse 20, and that is a key, he says, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. And what I love about the Lord is this, that he gives his children discernment, that initially something might look like it's okay, but after a while you start saying, something not quite right there. Or did I hear what I thought I heard? Or did he say what he said or thought I thought he said? Or did he not really say that? Or did he say that and he was preaching and I see him over here doing something that's contrary to God's word? He gives us a sermon. He helps us to understand who is who and who is not who. And he makes a point in verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And listen, many will call his name, and oh Jesus, and oh Lord, and oh Christ, and many will call on his name. Doesn't necessarily mean they know the one whom they're calling. Verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, and he's talking about that day when we all one day have to stand before the one that knows everything, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And by the way, man, I don't care what the work is. And look, you can invent something that's going to cure cancer, and that's a good work, but guess what? It won't buy you 1 second in God's heaven because your heart must be right. He says in verse 23, and this is the Lord speaking, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. And man, there are a whole lot of folk that are naming Jesus' name that don't know Jesus. And listen, I don't care what they say. If he tells you that he never knew you, you got problems. So we need to be sure on this side as to who we actually know. There's a verse in James 2:19 that says, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. It says the devils believe and tremble. So they know who Jesus is, but they don't know him for the pardon of their sin. In fact, they can't be pardoned. So they know who he is, but they don't know him for the pardon of their sin. Nor does anyone who's actually working for Satan. He says in verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he goes on, giving us more analogies. He says, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And listen, he's talking about a physical house, but of course the inference is your spiritual house. He's talking about your soul. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, for it was founded upon a rock. In other words, it's not rocking, or it might rock, but it's steady, because it's on a rock, and it ain't going nowhere. You might get a roof shingle come off, you might have a piece of plaster come down, a brick might fall from time to time, but that house is solid, because it was founded on a rock that can't be moved. And listen, what the Lord tells us is that we are not to be moved, that we're to stay where he has us, and stand on the promises of God. He's got us. And nothing will move you from him. Nothing can release you from him. And we're to stand. And because we're on that rock, that solid rock, that house will not move. He says in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a foolish man. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, excuse me, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which shall build his house upon sand. And look, you're starting off at a deficit right there, just thinking, I'm going to go ahead and build my house on this sand, right near the water. I can fish. I can do this. I can do that. Not a good idea. Verse 27, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house. And look what he says, and it fell. And look, great is the fall of it. And of course, he's talking about the foundation of our soul, guys. And unless it's founded on the solid rock, which is Christ Jesus, is going to ultimately fall. And he says, great the fall is of it, because he's talking about our souls, and he's talking about our souls falling to a place called hell. It says, and it came to pass, verse 28, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. In other words, they had never heard this before, and they were astonished. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And indeed, real truth, it always shows itself for what it is, and that is truth. Amen. Back to Hebrews chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 3, look at verse 17. Thank you, Lord. But with whom, it says, was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in. Why? Because of unbelief. Chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear. And by the way, he's saying fear here. But we know for the believer, we don't need to have fear. In fact, we ought not have fear. But he's talking about, well, if you don't know Christ, yeah, you ought to be awful afraid. You ought to be fearful. But he's talking about here reverential fear that we have for our Lord. He says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that any of you should seem to come short of it. And guys, just in these last couple of verses, man, he's been all hitting hard in regard to us in Christ's rest. And look, I don't know how your life is. I don't know how everything is going. But what I do know is that regardless of the issues you have, if you're in Christ, he does afford you his rest. And it comes with his peace. And hallelujah, it comes with his joy, even in the midst of going through something that we know we don't have to worry. Amen. He says in verse 1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. In other words, make sure that you don't come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. And he's talking about Israel. And look, though Christ wasn't there then, they were still getting the good news from God. And what he told them is to be obedient to what I'm telling you to do. And they were not. He goes on. He says, verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In other words, unbelief. They heard it and they said they believed it, but in reality, they really did not. He goes on, verse 3, for we which have believed do enter into his rest. And there's that word again. And even now, guys, we're entering into God's rest. As he has said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall not enter into my rest, although the works, he says, were finished from the foundation of the world. And listen, he's saying that this whole thing, this plan, my plan for perilous salvation was already set in place. And look, The rest he keeps speaking about is the spiritual rest. Man, when you go lay down and put your head on a pillow, you might have had a rough day. You might have some aches and pains. You might not be, you might be unsure as to even if you're going to see tomorrow, but you can close your eyes in peace and rest and know that if you don't see tomorrow here, you'll see it in a better place. And that makes it even that much better. I've got no problems to concern myself. And I lay down and I sleep and I rest in Jesus. He goes on, verse 4, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and the Lord did rest the seventh day from all his works. And look, we know he did that. He created the Sabbath. Surely God was not tired, but he did that as a standard for man, that on the seventh day when he created the Sabbath, that they were to rest as well. And this is the kicker. When he created the Sabbath, and they weren't supposed to do any work, do anything. They were supposed to just simply glorify him, praise him, pray, and think about the things of the Lord. But they all they did was create some kind of way to kind of overshoot or get around even the Sabbath. They weren't supposed to leave their house or go so far, and they would take entire rope to their house, and as long as far as that rope was going, they're holding on to it. So that meant they didn't leave the house. And they would have ropes so long sometimes that man, it would I'm not going to say miles, but a long ways, and they would go and do work. And as long as they holding on to this rope, it was as if they were keeping the Sabbath, and they were not. And from the moment God gave them the law, they came up with some ways to try to circumvent the law as opposed to simply being obedient to the law. And though we're not working out of the law, even in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, we still try to come up with ways. So what we're doing is not really sin. But guys, it either is or it's not. And I don't care how you look at it, but God looks at it the way that it is. He said in verse 4, for he spake in a certain place on the seventh day of this wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his work. And in this place again, it says, if they shall enter into my rest. And again, talking about the rest that we get with the Lord, guys. It says, seeing therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not, again, because of unbelief. And look, Israel's lack of faith in God, their true lack of faith in God, made their hearts harder and harder and harder and harder, and it never really got right. Verse 7 says, and again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. And listen, he's actually a Psalm of David, 95 and 7. And he was talking about David. Look, that was a long time after they had been delivered. And here David, here he's talking about David. And David was being obedient to God in regard to what he wanted him to do. And he goes on in verse 8, he says, for if Jesus, in fact, I want to back up, I want to stay in verse 7. It says, again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. In other words, when God speaks, we're to trust and we're to obey. And guys, we're not going to always fully understand it, but if he says it, then we need to do it. Man, I got a lot of folk that I talk to and I minister to, and man, they're all over the place in regard to doing this or doing that. And many times with many of them, their life is in turmoil, and this keeps happening, and that keeps happening, and it's almost like a fireman going, I got to go put out this fire, and then that one, I got to go put that one out, and I got to go put this one out. And all God is saying is that, look, just rest in me, trust and obey. Do what I told you to do, and you won't have all these fires springing up that you keep putting out. Number one. Number two, if there's a fire, I need to give that fire to the Lord, because something's going on here in my life and in my heart that I'm not understanding. and look, going around and putting out all these fires, or I'm calling them fires, or this happens, and then that happens. And somewhere along the line, I need to just stop and sit down and look up to the Lord and say, Lord, what's going on here? Why is all this happening to me? How come every time I get through this, this here happens? Or every time I get through that, this here happens? What's going on? What are you trying to tell me? And indeed, he is trying to tell you something, because I've been there, and he indeed has a word for you, and he wants you to be obedient and trust and obey in him and stop trying to run your own life the way you want to run it. Because God already has it set up. And by the way, God's way is so much easier than my way. And I've found that to be true over and over and over. And when he tells me to wait, I wait. Because I found that before, when I didn't wait, I would create a shipwreck. But when I wait, and when he finally does what he's going to do, or gives me what I had, he put a burden on my heart to have, is so much better than I could ever imagine. So we need to trust, we need to obey, and surely we need to wait on the Lord. Verse 7 says again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus, verse 8 says, had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? And guys, the King James will say Jesus, but he's actually talking about Joshua. And what we know is that Joshua, who ushered God's children into the promised land, was a type of deliverer. And some modern translations will actually say Joshua. And he's talking about Joshua because we know Jesus did not do that for them. It says in verse 8, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would they have not afterward have spoken of another day? And he's talking about Joshua bringing them into the promised land. And it was okay from the earthly, but that wasn't it. That was only temporal. That was only earthly. And they spoke of another rest, and that rest would come with Jesus Christ, that full rest, that permanent rest that could only come with him. He says in verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And surely he's talking about that permanent rest that we get in Christ. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. In other words, man, when I was doing everything under the sun to try to make me look like I was kind of good. And then along comes the sun, and he shows me how I wasn't good at all. And he said that, look, you need to grab hold of me. You need to ask me in your heart. And then from there, we going to do something. And from there, we did something. And from there, I ceased from trying to make Brother Ralph right. I simply grabbed hold of Jesus Christ and believed on his finished works. And because of him, God sees me as right. And I didn't have to work one second to make it so. Jesus Christ saved my soul and blessed me. And in the Father's eyes, he made me righteous. And then one by one, he began to peel away from my life the things that were leading me to sin and away from him. And he replaced them with some things that were beginning to have me look like Jesus Christ. And guys, we've seen quite a few times in this text where the writer is talking about entering into God's rest. And I dare say, if you're not there, you need to get there. And the only way to get there is to make sure that you're connected to the one who can give you rest, and that's Jesus the Christ. I'm assuming that you heard of him. I'm not assuming that you all know him. And as we close out in prayer, I'm asking, in fact, I'm begging, that if you're unsure about your relationship with Jesus Christ and you feel like you need prayer or even more explanation in regard to who he is, when we close out in prayer, I would ask that you come up and we can have a conversation. I can even pray with you. But you don't want to leave this place, and surely not this earth, without Jesus in your heart. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this ministry moment. We thank you, Father God, for allowing me, first of all, to be able to break your bread, to look into your truth, and to be able to glean some understanding from it, Father. And I pray that my words were plain and that folk were able to understand it. But Lord, we know for a surety that your Holy Spirit is the one that truly gives us understanding. And I pray that you have touched and blessed the hearts that are within the sound of my voice on this day. Father, if there's one here that does not know you in the pardon of their sin, my prayer, Father God, is that you trouble them and don't let them leave this place and surely not this earth without you. Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for your ministry. Father God, we thank you for saving our souls so that we will not have to taste death. And Father, we just say yes to your will and yes to your way. And Lord, that you thank, and we thank you for showing us the way to enter into your rest. As we pray in Jesus' name and for his name's sake, and let God's church say, amen. And amen. God bless you guys, and thank you. Frank, stop mistreating the squirrels, man.
What's that? I got one parting word for you. Okay, about those squirrels? Yes?
They're not bad eating.
That's a shame.
With or without the tail?
Without the tail.
Yes, ma'am.
We have family here, so we're going to leave. But You can take the May family off. Okay. And then I'm not sure if this is supposed to be Donna Connor, because I'd asked for her to be put on. So if you could reiterate the last name. Yes.
Connor.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
That is who it's supposed to be.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking about that song, I've Anchored My Soul in My Spirit.
I
thought, he's going to break out anytime.
Yeah, well, nah. Well, I appreciate the thought, but no.
And you know the first song that we sing?
You've been listening to Pastor Ralph Williams from New Beginnings in Christ Ministries. If you'd like to contact Pastor Ralph, you can write to him at Post Office Box 101427, Palm Bay, Florida 32910. Once again, that's Pastor Ralph Williams, Post Office Box 101427, Palm Bay, Florida 32910. You also can email them at newbeginningslamp@gmail.com. Be with us again next Friday morning at 10 o'clock for another program from the New Beginnings in Christ Ministries.